This year at camp, we are celebrating our 70th anniversary. And the verse that was chosen for this year was, "Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." Hebrews 13:7-8. And there are bookmarks that you can take with you. I'm sure we have plenty of these. And so if you don't have one of them and you'd like to take that with you, you can see Brother Paul, or maybe they're right there by the doorway on your way out. I'm sure throughout the season, those of you who have been here, you've heard different ones speak on these verses. And this morning I would like to just consider the first part of that verse with you. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Our brother John reminded us of the importance of the Word of God and how many of us from childhood have heard the Word of God and how thankful we are that we have been blessed to be taught God's Word. And then I have to think here at camp, many of you maybe have been to camp a long time. I can't go back 70 years. But I think I was here, they tell me I was here when I was just a little boy, a baby. Right, Dad? I don't know. Well, anyway. But ever since I was six, I was a camper, and then I went through the cottage and the village and Natick and Nonantum, and then on the Watch Rock staff and as a counselor, and camp has been a real blessing in my life. And when I look back at the people that I met at camp and the different ones who ministered in this place, I truly say I have a godly heritage. I have a goodly heritage. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Now, in our time here together these next 2 weeks, we're going to look into some of the things that we have been taught, the word of God that was spoken to us. But this morning, I'd just like to remind us again of the importance of the word of God. The word of God has been spoken to us. Not man's opinions about the Word of God, not some, and theology is good, but I don't think we were overwhelmed with theology here at camp. The Word of God was spoken to us by people who studied the Word of God so that they could obey it, who took the Word of God and applied it to their own lives first. Sometimes I have to stop and think and say, I don't want to be a salesman for Jesus. Now, what I mean by that is I don't want to sell. The Bible uses the word peddle, the word of God. It's something that I have to know for myself and live for myself and experience for myself. And I thank God for leaders who have lived that way, who lived the truth of the Word of God. It's easy for me to tell you what to do, right? I can tell you what you need to do. I can tell my kids what they need to do. But it's so much better when we live the Word of God and when people see the reality that God is real. And that God, the God that we read of in this word, is alive today. And so when I remember our leaders, I remember the life that they lived. I remember the truth that was spoken. And whether it was in preaching or teaching or whatever you want to call it, talks, there was always the the impartation of life. What I mean by that, the Bible says of itself that this book is alive and it's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It goes right into the heart. It shows us the things that need to be changed. Amen. But beyond that, there's always that grace that's available to respond to that word. Have you ever been convicted by the Word of God? Well, if not, then there's something wrong. And when God convicts us, we ought to respond and say, yes, Lord, I need to change. I need you to change me. But our leaders have spoken to us the Word of God in such a way that that life of God is available to us. There's a power there. You know, it was said of Jesus at the end of the Sermon on the Mount that he spoke with authority, not as the scribes. They could recite the law and they could tell the people what they needed to do, and they could recite the traditions. But Jesus came and he spoke with power. He spoke with authority. There was a life flowing from his words. And because the Word of God has been spoken to us, I believe that life has flown and been imparted to many, many lives. Divine life. Because our thoughts, our human thoughts, our doctrines, no matter how right they may be, can never truly change the heart. It has to be the Spirit of God that makes the change. The campers in the village this period will have, their lessons, I'm not supposed to say this, but George is supposed to say this, but later. But there's a passage in there, a little thing that I remember as a child receiving, and it's entitled The Bible, and I don't have it in front of me, so I'm not going to be able to quote it, but it's something that Sister Robinson gave on the Bible. And it begins like this: it's the one book. It's the only book. God is in this book. And if you haven't found God in this book, then you've missed the purpose of reading your Bible. And I trust that it ever will be so, that the Word of God will be spoken at Pilgrim Camp. See, it serves as a foundation for our experience in God. The things that, you know, God comes to us, and maybe there's an emotional side, and there's a very wonderful feeling that comes when God meets us. You know, people told me, we had wonderful meetings, third period. God came to us. God met us. But all of those experiences we have in God have to be founded in the Word of God. And we have been taught the truth of God, and so we know it to be real. It's not my experience. It's not someone else's experience alone. It's what God has said and what God has promised to do. God has promised to meet his people. God has promised to fill us with the Holy Spirit. How do we know? Because it's in his word. And our leaders have lived Holy Ghost-filled lives. We know it to be real. We know it to be true. Beloved, we need the Word of God. We need to love the Word of God. We need to hide the Word of God in our hearts. Our brother John read that scripture. It's profitable to you. You neglect the Word of God at your own loss. If we don't get into this Word of God and allow this Word of God to get into us, we lose out. Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. As a boy, my mom gave me a Bible, and she wrote inside the Bible. She wrote a few things. Sin will keep you from this book, and this book will keep you from sin. Isn't that good? Sin will keep you from this book. You see, when we allow sin to find a place in our hearts, then our desire for God's word is lessened. But this book will keep you from sin. And she wrote something else. She, I remembered that one and I forgot what I was going to say. The one I wanted to say. Well, something about read it through, pray it in, live it out, pass it on. You've heard that? Yes? The other thought I had about remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Was the fact that we've always heard about Jesus. The message has always been Jesus. That we can know him, that we can love him, that we can follow him, that we can live for him, that we can be like him. The message has been a Christ-centered message. Jesus was made precious to our hearts. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to know Jesus better. I want to love him more. I want to hear him speak to me. That song was such a blessing, young people, and older people who sang with the young people. Such a blessing. To hear Jesus speak to you. Is he able to do that? You see, the end of these verses is Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as Jesus has been precious to our leaders in the past, he wants to be precious to us today. We began this meeting singing about that precious name of Jesus. And I trust that Jesus will draw our hearts in these days. And that we too will experience the preciousness of the Son of God. Come to me, Jesus said. All you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, to be honest, it's good to be honest, right? I was a little bit weary before coming here to camp. I was saying, I need a vacation. You ever say that? I need a vacation. And someone said, well, you're not going to be on vacation at camp. But I want to learn to rest in him. To find my strength in him, in Jesus. Come to me, he says. You are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. And as we've been in these meetings, I've only been in two meetings so far, but God has met me, and I thank him for that.
Lord.
And so Jesus wants to meet each one of you. Take this word of God into your hearts, beloved. Read it to obey it. Study it so that you can share it with someone else. There's life in this book. And it's for you, it's for me. Just a little story. Again, I don't know if I'll have it exactly right, but I think it's pretty accurate. It's about my Uncle Edwin. That's be my dad's brother. And he had spoken to us, and you could say he preached a wonderful sermon. And a young man who was wanting to be a preacher came up to him and said, "How long did it take for you to prepare for that sermon? How long did you study?" And I think without skipping a beat, he said, 40 years. 40 years. What was the point? Yeah, it's about the life, right? It's about the life. And so we want to learn to walk with God so that our lives measure up to the Word of God. So that our lives can testify to this world that Jesus lives.
Yes.
Live out thy life within me, O Jesus, King of Kings. And so I'd like to encourage you, again, maybe you don't have that love for the Bible. Maybe it's been a long time since you heard God speak to you from His Word. But we have a right to hear from Him as His children. When we open this book, we ought to say, "God, speak to me. Make yourself real and precious to me." Have you ever wept over the Word of God? Has it ever melted your heart? Remember your leaders who spoke the Word of God to you. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's just bow our heads, let's bow our hearts before Him. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." The Word of God abides forever. And so it's not something that we can just push aside or push around at our will. It is the eternal, immutable Word of God. And so, Lord, we ask that you would give us a spirit of humility, that we would truly humble ourselves before your word. Lord, you have been faithful to speak to us in this place. For 70 years, Lord, your word has gone forth in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the work that you have accomplished in us by your word. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to work in us. God, make our hearts that receive with meekness this word of God that you would like to make part of us. Lord, write your word upon our hearts. We thank you for the grace that you give, the grace that accompanies this word that transforms us. And so, Lord, you know where correction is needed. You know where rebuke is needed. You know where instruction is needed. It's all for our good, that we may grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to have hearing ears, willing hearts, and an obedience that pleases you. Lord, we pray for the word of God that will be spoken in the cottage these coming 2 weeks. Again, we pray for anointing of your Spirit upon those that will speak your word in the cottage. Pray for anointing upon their lives, that Jesus would be seen. Pray for the counselors in the village. Pray for every bunk worship, every morning worship, every time they come together around your word. Lord, that you would be mightily present. That hearts would be melted before your word. I pray that each one who opens your word would take it to heart. Take this seriously. God, you have spoken and you continue to speak. Speak into every life, I pray. Yes. Yeah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Give us ears, Lord, to hear what you have to say.
Yes, Lord.
You truly are speaking. Jesus, we want your words to enter into our hearts and accept that grace that it sends your words, that there may be a fulfilling of your purpose, of your will, in each one of us, that we might stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Again, we thank you for your word. We want to be more receptive. We want that ability to receive what you are saying to us. We accept help from thee this morning, that there may be a greater appreciation and love for your word.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. When he may lead me, I will go. For I have learned to trust him so.
Sing together, Thy Word Have I Hid in My Heart. Number 159. 159. this afternoon, or the noon meal is at 12:30. And if you'd like to stay, if you're a guest, just for today, and you'd like to stay for the meal, please see Sister Elsie or Sister Letha. And then at 4 o'clock today, we meet here in this room for prayer. Everyone is welcome to join us. 4 o'clock, time of prayer. And tonight we meet at 7:30. So I think those are the announcements for today. But let's walk with the Lord today and continue to seek Him and expect Him to speak to us. Let's stand as we sing.
Thy word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path always, to guide and to save me from sin, and show me the heavenly way. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin.
Rest that comes from being in your presence. And Lord, we just commit this day to you, Lord, as our physical activities are limited. Lord, I just pray that you would continue to minister to all who are upon these campgrounds, Lord. You know what each one needs, Lord. And today, Lord, I pray that it'll be a day of you working in our lives, of strengthening us, Lord, as we walk through the grounds, as we spend extra time in your word and talking about you. Lord, you have your way today, Lord, in Pilgrim Camp, Lord, as we continue, Lord, to walk around these grounds. Lord, continue to bring glory to your name, Lord, as you minister to each and every one of us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Lord bless you.